this message is given in the name of Jesus, our wounded Lord and Savior. Amen. The cross. The cross is a very interesting symbol. Just tonight, in the family devotion we had during our evening meal, we talked about how the cross would never have been a symbol that you would have worn around your neck back in Jesus' day. Can you imagine someone walking around town with a chain and a little piece of jewelry in the shape of an electric chair? Or in the shape of a hangman's noose? Or in the shape of a syringe used for a lethal injection? I don't think you'd ever see anybody wear something like that. And if you did, you would think, how morbid. And yet, when we look at our culture today, we see the cross everywhere. Not only is the cross worn by Christians, and rightly so because it means something to us, but it's even worn by people who could care less about Jesus. It's worn like any other piece of jewelry, and they don't make the connection. You see, the cross is an instrument of public execution. As I said, we find crosses in many places, especially on Christian churches. Now, some crosses, like the one we have here, are empty. And empty crosses remind us that Jesus is not dead. He is alive. He is our risen Lord and Savior. But other crosses are different. These different crosses are known as crucifixes. And they're very difficult to look at because if you look at a crucifix, you will see the body of Christ hanging on the cross. Now, I'll be honest with you. I actually prefer a crucifix to an empty cross. Now, don't misunderstand me. There's absolutely nothing wrong with an empty cross. But you do need to know, when it comes to a symbol for the resurrection, the symbol for the resurrection historically has never been the empty cross. Instead, the symbol for the resurrection historically has been the empty tomb. With that said, the purpose of the cross is to remind us of Jesus' horrible suffering and death for us. And nothing brings that fact into our mind's eye like a crucifix. In fact, if you look at the cross on my office door, you will notice that there's a crucifix hanging there. However, even though I prefer crucifixes more than empty crosses, I will be the first to admit that crucifixes make us uncomfortable. And well, they should. We squirm before a crucifix because it is very difficult to look upon our Lord's suffering and to know that we're the reason for that suffering. As we sang in our sermon hymn, mine was the transgression, but thine the deadly pain. In the darkness of that Good Friday, the totality of all human sin, from the first sin of Adam and Eve to the last sin of the last living human being, all of that sin and guilt was gathered up, pressed together, and then dumped onto our Lord Jesus. Jesus bore the whole weight of our sin, and he took it as his own. He also bore sin's penalty, both temporal and eternal death. So look upon Christ's cross. See his wounds. The nails pinning his hands and feet to the wood. The blood running down his face from the thorns that have been jammed into his head. Behold the quivering mass of his mutilated back as he's forced to rub it up and down against the rough wood of the cross as he pushes his feet against the nails to raise himself enough to take in a breath. When we look at the cross, we must realize wounded man dying in agony, he is not suffering for a single wrong that he had ever done. As the thief next to him said, "This man has done nothing wrong. He is innocent and he is holy." In fact, Scripture teaches that Jesus' whole life was love. He was the only human being who completely loved the Father with all his might and strength, and who completely loved his neighbor as himself. Yet, it is because Jesus is love that he hung upon the cross for us. God did not leave us sinners under the curse of our sins. God took that sin upon himself. God was wounded to give us healing. Through Jesus' wounds, he offers you perfect healing, not only spiritually, which is the most important healing, but ultimately physically too. Through Jesus' wounds, we receive the promise that we will have full physical healing on the day of resurrection. But even in light of all that good news, it is still hard to look at the crucifix, because it is hard to accept the truth that we sang in these words of our sermon hymn. "Lo, here I fall, my Savior, 'tis I deserve thy place." But even though it can be very hard to look at the crucifix, it is also very healing to look at a crucifix. It is healing to fall on your knees before Jesus' bleeding image and then to ponder it. It is good for us to ask Jesus to imprint his image on our hearts and minds, so that we might carry the image of his wounded body with us wherever we go, so that his cross might be before our eyes, especially in the moment of our death. You see, when the moment of our death comes, Satan will press us hard. In the moment of our death, the devil will do all he can to drive us to despair and to keep us from seeing the hope that we have in Jesus. You see, you need to understand something about the devil. When that cunning serpent tempts you away from Jesus, he then wants you to think of your sins as something trivial, maybe even something good that will benefit you somehow. That's right, when the devil tempts you, he makes you think that by turning away from God and living as you please, you will be blessed. But when the real wickedness of your sin begins to dawn on you, when the guilt of your rebellion begins to weigh you down, and you realize that you do deserve God's wrath, that's when the devil will then maximize your sins in your memory. And he will especially do this in the hour of your death. I've been in the ministry almost 20 years, and I recall being by the bedsides of many Christians who were struggling with the fact that they had sinned. They were remembering sins they had done years ago, and those sins were weighing heavy upon their shoulders and hearts. The devil was trying to drive them to despair in the hour of their death. My friends, we need to realize that when death does come, the devil will happily set up that DVD player in our minds and replay all of our many sins, even the ones we have forgotten about for many years. The devil will then taunt you and he will say, "Remember all of your sins? There's no way you can be a real Christian. You don't have any hope." The devil will make you feel as though you're unfit for the kingdom of God, and in truth, we are. We're not worthy. The devil will tell you that you are his, and that you will to be his with every sin you committed over the years of your life. All those sins will be playing in your mind's DVD. The devil will parade those sins before you in vivid detail and color, and he will do his best to convince you that you have no hope. my friends, that's exactly why I like to look at a crucifix. That is why you need to meditate on your Savior's wounds, holding those wounds close to your heart and mind and counting them as your most precious treasure. You see, in the hour of your death, Jesus' wounds will be your only weapon against the despairing attacks of the enemy. You will be able to look at all of your sins that the accuser brings into your mind, and you will be able to acknowledge their hideous nature. You will be able to admit that truly you don't deserve to be saved. But against all of those sins, you will be able to hold up another image. The image that Isaiah holds forth for us tonight. The image of the crucified one. The image of Jesus' wounds will shatter the devil's attempts to draw you into despair before your death. You see, because of Jesus' wounds, you will be able to face death in the sure knowledge that you are healed. Because of Jesus' wounds, you can live with the knowledge that your sins are completely forgiven and that you can die with the knowledge that you will be received into paradise, awaiting the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. That is our hope and comfort in the face of death. When Satan brings all those sins to mind, you can say, "You're right, devil. I did all those things. There's probably even some sins you forgot about, devil. And I admit that I don't deserve to go to heaven. I deserve to be in hell with you. But devil, look at the cross. Remember my wounded Savior. There he died for me. All my sins were paid for, and you have no hold on me. I can die in peace, devil. Flee from me. I belong to Jesus." Just imagine how that one thief on the cross must have felt. You know, it's interesting, if you read the Gospels of Matthew and Mark, it says that both of the criminals were mocking Jesus. You know what that means? That one thief on the cross did not convert to faith in Christ until the very end. He was an unbeliever too. But something must have captured his heart. Luke alone mentions that one of the criminals has a change of heart at the end. Very likely it was the words of Jesus that he spoke from the cross that finally captured the heart of this one criminal. At the very end, he was convicted of all his many sins. And I'm sure then the devil took most advantage of that. I'm sure the devil came into that thief's mind and said, "Oh, now you're finally getting it. Now you finally realize what a sinner you are. And look, you've been mocking your Savior right next to you. You're going to be in hell with me for sure. You've sinned against God your whole life. Do you think there's anything you can do now to make up for it? No way. Just face it. You're going to be with me today in hell." But then, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that thief, overwhelmed with the hideousness of his own sins, overwhelmed by the fact that he deserved nothing but hell, looked to Jesus and said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And his wounded Savior looked at him and said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." We expressed the hope we Christians have in the face of death when we sang these words from our sermon hymn. Remember these words? "Be thou my consolation, my shield when I must die. Remind me of thy passion when my last hour draws nigh. Mine eyes shall then behold thee, upon thy cross shall dwell. My heart by faith enfold thee. Who dieth thus, dies well." My friends, empty crosses are just fine. They're wonderful symbols of the Christian faith. But now you know why I have a crucifix on my office door. On this Good Friday, we meditate upon the wounds of our Savior, the wounds that bring us healing, now and forever. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior.